Welcome to all my Late Night Mysteries listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Today's episode is about a life-changing experience faced by a man who made a decision that escalated into something he had no control over. What was supposed to be a happy occasion became a nightmare for him for months. Something that doctors and numerous spiritual healers have no answers for. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries. You are listening to Listener's Tales Edition.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
This is a recorded interview with Haikal, our Late Night Mysteries listener, who had graciously agreed to share his experience with us. This is his story.
Hi, I am Haikal. I lived in Skudai, Johor Bahru. What I am about to share is something that happened to me a few years ago. Well, you can say that I am still on the road to recovery because I can vividly recall what happened back then. It's just that I am more careful now and that I had sworn never to do the same thing I did recklessly back then ever again. I remember that night very well. I was on my way to my aunt's house to celebrate my cousin's wedding in the town of Muar, Johor. My family had arrived there a day earlier and as I had some urgent matters to attend to at work, I had set out late that evening from my hometown in Skudai, Johor Bahru to join them. This was not my first trip and I was actually looking forward to the long ride on my new motorcycle. I was about 30 minutes from my aunt's place when I started having stomach cramps. The uncomfortable feeling was so bad that I started to sweat, even against the cold of the night wind against my body. The pain became so intense that at one point, I almost swerved to the curbside because I couldn't seem to control my bike. I entered into a small muddy track on the left, just a few meters off the main road. I stopped and walked quickly into a dark bush to answer nature's call. At that moment, I couldn't care less because all I could think of was to get rid of the horrible cramps as fast as I could. I was there about 2 minutes. There was nothing but trees and wild bushes behind me. I heard a slight rustling, thinking it was a wild boar. I quickly ran to my bike without properly clearing my bowels. I knew I was paranoid, but I decided not to take any chances. The continuing ride was not eventful, and I made it to my aunt's place a little before midnight. The first thing my cousin said when he greeted me at the door was, "Are you okay?" No, I told him about my stomach cramps and a short stop at the roadside to clear my bowels. He was shocked when I gave him that exact location. He told me that the place was on cemetery grounds. Upon looking at my shocked face, he decided to drop the matter and told me to sleep it off. Well, the next day, as everyone joined the celebration, I found myself retreating to their spare bedroom as I was not feeling well. My condition got worse that afternoon, and one of my cousins brought me to specialist hospital, but they said that there was nothing wrong with me. The next day, my family drove me back home to Skudai to seek further treatment. That was the beginning of my endless nightmares. I began to see and hear things. There would be occasional whispers in my ears as if someone wanted to tell me something, but I could not understand the language. A dark figure would stand at the corner of my room almost every night, as if watching over me, but I was too weak to tell it to go away. A beautiful female would visit me in my dreams, but disappeared every time she got closer to me. Despite waking up screaming or crying, I looked forward to seeing a beautiful woman in my dream. I was hit into a downward spiral and had lost control of my own life. Day after day, I began to lose my appetite and I lost my weight. I looked haggard and unkempt and did not like being disturbed. I want to be left alone in my room and sleep the day away. Numerous spiritual healers visited me, much to my annoyance, and concluded that a teen had attached itself to me. I probably picked it up at the cemetery grounds while busy with my bowels that day. My family knew the cause, but there never seemed to be a solution because the gene would go away for a while and return a few days later. It took months to heal properly, but I finally did get better when a local ustad, who happened to be my brother's old college friend, dropped by for a visit. For the next few days, he performed the usual prayer sessions, and this time the jinn did go away for good. So fortunately and gratefully, slowly I began to see reason and accepted Ustad's advice to care for myself and my health. Throughout this miserable journey, my family never gave up on me. They sought help from whatever resources they could find so that I could get back to my old self. I felt like I had been given a second chance in life. And for this, well, I am thankful for it. Well, I hope this story will serve as a lesson for everyone. Be careful where you move your bowels, no matter how urgent it is. Never know who or what would use your body as a vessel to inhibit and cause spiritual damage in the process.
Based on Haikal's story, we now learn that we must be careful whenever we need to answer the call of nature, especially when we're driving on a long journey. It's best to seek out the nearest R&R with proper sanitation, any roadside eating place, or wait until you reach your destination. The world is not inhabited by humans alone, and in the course of living our lives, we should always be careful not to offend anyone, human or otherwise. So guys, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening. And I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.